Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, Sundays, Andrew Zarian, Fridays, Semper Vivi and Filthy, usually. I don't know what the plan is for tomorrow, but I ain't going to be here. I have promised to take my children to the fair. That's going to be a full-day excursion. But we got a lot to get into here today, do we ever? It is a very, very busy weekend. As noted yesterday, we were joined on the show, talking this whole Capitol collision by David Finley. It is tomorrow. Mercedes Moné in the main event against Momo Watanabe. I wonder why we didn't get Mercedes on the show yesterday. But we will have a special guest coming up at some point that I'm working on that I guarantee everybody will be so excited when this person is on. But I'm not going to set a date because I don't know when it will be. But we'll talk about Capitol Collision. That was a clue, by the way. And also, this weekend, we have two WWE pay-per-views. Bash in Berlin is Saturday, and No Mercy is Sunday. And the Bash in Berlin show, I think they got six matches this time, and No Mercy as well. So if you're a fan of WWE action, man, have I got a weekend for you, as well as New Japan. And, of course, we've got Collision and Rampage. Last night was Dynamite. The follow-up in some ways not at all, to the All-In show, which is par for the course. We'll talk about what happened. And plenty of news as well, including, yes, that Vince McMahon Netflix documentary will begin streaming in less than 1 month. That's right. We'll talk about that and so much more. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy two or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And MyLowe's Rewards members get three bags of premium 2-cubic-foot color mulch for just $10. Because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Well, that Vince McMahon deal's coming out. It's titled Mr. McMahon. This was a Netflix documentary that started in 2020. That's when development began. Taking almost 5 years. And they worked on it. And Vince was initially, I mean, he was part of it. And you know how that Vince operates. He'll say, I want it to be fair. I want it to be the good and the bad. Kind of like how, you know, back in the day, he would tell people, like, I want you to fight me on things. But then, of course, when you did, he would be really angry about it. He would say one thing, but then, is that surprising? But anyway, then everything went down, and now he's gone. And so everything got put on hold because I had to figure out what to do. So now we're going to get it. Docuseries available on Netflix. Wednesday, September 25th, evolving along the way. Oh, it sure did. 6 one-hour episodes produced by Bill Simmons and Tiger King executive producer Chris Smith. Poster for the series describes McMahon as both a mastermind and a madman. Says Mr. McMahon chronicles the rise and fall of Vince McMahon, controversial businessman and co-founder of WWE. From his transformation of the WWE from a small regional business into a global entertainment powerhouse to the explosive sexual misconduct allegations that led to his eventual resignation. His resignation. 6-episode series offers a deep dive into McMahon's life and his endearing franchise. 200 hours of interviews with McMahon himself prior to his resignation. Family members, business associates, some of the most iconic names in wrestling history, journalists, etc. So, we'll see. We'll see about this documentary. I mean, it could be great. It could be terrible. Could be in the middle. I know that's, you know, real shocking. But I mean, and honestly, it could be. This could be one of the best documentaries ever. Since half of it was done after he was ousted. It had absolutely no control over it whatsoever. It could be terrible. You know, it could be just a bunch of BS and etc. It could be somewhere in the middle. If I had to make my guess, I'd say probably somewhere in the middle, but we shall see.
What day does this debut on?
September something or other.
Is that a Wrestling
25th.
Observer? Is that a Wrestling Observer Radio
well,
day?
Well, brother, it's going to be 6 weeks, so it's going to be... I may retire before then. But yeah, that's it. You know what else coming up in September? The CMLL 91st anniversary show with the debut of Orange Cassidy. He's been added to the event. Orange Cassidy gets to work Arena Mexico.
Seems like it's a very good fit.
Yes. Him and Rocky and Satoshi Kojima versus Volador Jr., Atlantis Jr., and Ultimo Guerrero. So, yeah. Chris Jericho will make his return. He'll take on Mystico on that show. And, yeah, not the first time we've seen AEW stars in Arena Mexico. Now it's the place to be. Everybody wants to go. So, Orange Cassidy, next on the list.
Did you ever want to wrestle in Mexico?
I don't even want to travel to Mexico. I had Mexico come to me. I once wrestled Los Villanos.
That's true.
Yeah, for the UWA tag team titles. Couldn't put it on my resume. Didn't win.
Who were your partners in that one?
It was only one of the Villanos was deceased, Mike, so it was a tag match.
Mm.
Yeah. Can't remember who my partner was, actually, now that I think about it. I didn't care about him. I cared about the Villanos. Might have been Matt Farmer, for all I know. I don't think it was, though. God, who was my partner in that match?
How do you say potato in Spanish?
Potato. When he was planning to come out of retirement for one final match, Mick Foley considered MJF being his opponent. He was considering having one last match for his 60th birthday in 2025, but he suffered a concussion while only doing light training. Decided that ain't happening. He stated that if he had gone through with the idea, he probably would have chosen MJF. When I was thinking of having that last match, I'll tell you what, when I announced the intention, there was no shortage of people from every promotion reaching out to me. And one guy I probably would have gone with because he'd clearly done some thinking about it and lined out 6 great weeks of TV was MJF. That sounds like MJF. We didn't take a photo together because we didn't want to, like, ruin a secret meeting. But I heard that he had to say I really liked it. I heard what he had to say. I had no doubt we would have pulled it off perfectly. He's so good and in his prime. I hope he's not in his prime. He's only like 26. He could have worked around my weaknesses, played to my strengths. I think we could have done something pretty cool. MJF, final answer. But not looking good.
So 6 weeks of TV for AEW, or could this have been for anybody? Could they have had their own Netflix series, Mick Foley's last match with MJF?
Yeah. I don't know. Don't think he's having that match.
I don't know how the match would have been, but the microphone battle would have been pretty darn good. That's for sure.
Yeah. All right. AEW has announced a date for the taping of Battle of the Belts. 12. Hopefully we'll have some title matches on this one.
When is this?
Taped alongside Collision October 17th, Stockton, California. They have a promotional poster with names on it, but it's kind of like it's for a Collision and Battle of the Belt, so it doesn't really tell you anything, but...
Are there any champions listed?
I gotta say, the last Battle of the Belts, we did have a tag team title change. That 6-man tag team title change. With Dustin and the Von Erichs beating the Undisputed Kingdom. And then we also had 3 non-title matches in Battle of the Belts for that show. So...
Hey. I hope that part of my request for this next WBD deal is no more Battle of the Belts.
Mm. Yeah, well, I think you're going to have more Battle of the Belts, to be honest.
Oh, super.
So,
why?
Oh, this person here says, why is the Villanos match not on Cage Match? Let me tell you something, everybody. Does anybody know when Cage Match actually, like, started? How old is it? How old is
like
Cage Match?
Mid-aughts.
Like the 2000s, somewhere in the 2000s?
I would assume so.
Okay. Well, I started wrestling. If you don't count the YWF, which now I do, after I saw how some people have counted some of their career. But if you don't count it, which some people would not, then I debuted in 98. Do you know how many matches of mine are not on Cage Match? I mean, literally probably over 100. So, No, it's not on Cage Match.
Is it in the Lucha database?
Many other matches. I doubt it.
I got to look. On the wrestler pages.
How many matches does it have for me on Cage Match?
I don't know.
It's one of the irritating things about Cage Match.
How many of those matches did you win?
Well, it depends on who was wrestling. Tim Flower, zero. Buddy, Mini. Let's see what it says.
I'm sure Orange Cassidy's there.
Maybe not. My Wikipedia has a thing about my career, and like it just ends in like I forget what year it was, but it doesn't have any of the stuff that I did. Like
as soon as the site started,
it ends the week that I forget the match it was. You want to know? I think there was a match WrestleMania weekend that didn't happen. It ends with a bunch of matches that didn't happen actually, and. You know, there's a lot of matches I almost had, but I didn't. I almost had Bryan Danielson. I almost had Marty Jannetty. I almost had Ethan Page. Ethan Page.
I remember that.
Yeah, but I didn't end up with him. Whatever.
I actually should be happy you didn't end up with Marty Jannetty. That could have been something.
Oh, that would have been something, all right.
And looking at the Lucha database, Bryan Danielson on there, beautiful Bryan Alvarez is not.
Well, it wouldn't be beautiful Bryan Alvarez.
What was your Lucha name?
Oh, my Lucha name? I was just me. Try Chico Alvarez. Let's see how many matches it says. I'll let you know after the break. 75! Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627.
That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, I was happily retired, but then I just realized something.
What's that?
Well, my illustrious career ended March 25th, 2023. God, that was a long time ago. It was me and Tom. It says here, they actually have it backwards on Cage Match, which I appreciate. My final match was a win over the Bang Bros. Someday my children will be Googling me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be awkward. I need at least one more match for my retirement. I can't go out against the Bang Bros. That's just too awkward. We'll have to figure this out. Because I don't actually want to work. I have to be like a... I don't know.
Well, I mean,
maybe a she. I could take 50 chops and not any bumps.
How hard do you want to hit? Because
I don't mind being hit or hitting. Well, I just don't want to take a bump. There's a big difference.
You and Minoru Suzuki then would be perfect.
Well, there's a problem with Suzuki, and that's you go over an entire match and then you go out there and he does something totally different.
Well,
I don't want to that. I don't want any surprises. By the way, hey, where's that Lenny counter? Can we add another one? Brian Danielson is not retiring. He did not vacate the title on Dynamite. Yeah. It's almost like I keep telling people what's going to happen, and they don't listen to me, even though I'm virtually always right. And it's funny because, like, Lenny is always wrong, but he is such a diehard AEW fan. I've never seen anybody who so, like, expects things to happen in AEW, and they totally don't, but he's still,
now, he just wants to prove you wrong.
Well, it's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I don't think Lenny has ever been right when I was wrong. Not one single time, I don't think. Not once. Brian Danielson proclaimed he is going home, but not yet.
This is the most statement I have ever heard in my entire life.
He is.
You've never been right when I've been wrong.
No, there's never been something that we like... I think this is going to happen, and he thinks this is going to happen, and he's right and I'm wrong. I don't think that's ever happened. Ever. It's incredible, actually. So anyway, Danielson says he'll retire later. He's going to defend his title. He's going to put his all into it, and we'll see how long he goes. So, anyone want to... I mean, it's not going to be All Out. Do we want to make that bet next? He's not losing the title to Jungle Boy.
I guess it's a little thing you have in your pocket every time he defends the title now is we may be seeing the last of Bryan Danielson's full-time in-ring career. So I guess that's what you can continue to do here.
I wonder if I'm one of Bryan Danielson's dream opponents. We're both from Seattle. We came up at roughly the same time. I was the veteran, of course. We both were at King of Indies 2001 where we made our name. Both work for the new revamped Portland Wrestling.
And are in the intro.
It's crazy. It's crazy the similarities between the two of us.
Why don't you ask Bryan Danielson then? He may tie into knots a little bit, though. He may have to work a little bit.
Oh, stop.
That may be an issue. Maybe.
Give me a break.
Well?
He wants four. He was my corner man. He was my corner man when I faced Peach Machine in a grappling match in 2008.
That's
Peach
true.
Peach was cornered by Roderick Strong. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, you had to stick Ed in the same room as Brian, and maybe that's probably why he didn't come around anymore.
I think after that, I actually taught him the standing Native American deathlock.
Really?
Actually, I may have. I remember. There's actually a picture of me showing him something. I don't remember what it is. He probably doesn't remember. He probably thinks he taught that move to me.
Well, he had to go
Ridiculous.
To WWE and unlearn it, and then learn it right from Jerry Briscoe.
That's right. Maybe I need to teach him again. Raw on Monday, 1.796 million viewers, and a 0.56, number one in all of television.
Oh, look, the kids don't know Peach Machine in the Twitch chat.
40% higher than the top-rated show on network TV, almost triple the highest-rated show on cable. But they're not hot! But they doubled everything on primetime and tripled everything on cable. So I think that's actually pretty good, is my interpretation. Then we had NXT, which did 615,000 and a .17, probably because the show sucked. I didn't like that show at all. I did like the main event segment. I did think the main event segment with Joe Hendry and Ethan Page. I mean, this Ethan Page's gimmick as champion is every feud is the same. The challenger just repeatedly pins him. It happened again here. And he'll face Joe Hendry on Sunday with Trick Williams as the special guest referee. And then hopefully the shows will start getting better. They haven't been good.
People weren't sticking around there for that ending, were they? Didn't really grab them early, it didn't seem like.
I think it was just because the show felt so dead. Like, the crowd was... It was they taped two shows. So this was the second, this was third and fourth hour. And you could tell they were tired because they cared about nobody except Hendry. And you know who then got beaten by Gallus like a mid-card geek. Raw is going to be held in Saudi Arabia.
You going?
No. Are you Smart kidding man. Me?
Not a chance.
Are you joking?
Not a chance.
That's going to be taped on Sunday, November 3rd, airing on Monday, November 4th. Well,
one to miss. Maybe not.
We'll see. The show, I'm sure, is going to be good. Going to have a hot crowd, I can tell you that much. Then we've got a new commentary team for Raw starting on Monday. Your main man, Joe Tessitore.
Feel good about him. You have no idea who he is, do you?
Nah, he's a guy.
Just a guy.
I've heard of him. He's been on ESPN, ABC.
A lot of fire.
Boxing and college football.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny is like Vince is gone and sometimes they still do the same thing. Maybe this guy's going to be good. Okay? Yeah. Maybe he'll be good. Hold on, Mike. We don't know that, okay?
We don't know that.
They've called 50 guys that have worked elsewhere and they happen to be wrestling fans, or some of them they're not even wrestling fans. And they put them in there. And I mean, who was
Vince would scream in their ear for an hour.
Who was the guy that had done MMA? What was his name?
Jason or Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith. Like Dave liked Jimmy Smith. And listen, I want to make it clear. I got no problem with Jimmy Smith. But brother, he wasn't good. Like he was fine. He was carried by Corey Graves or whoever. Yes. They always bring these guys in. They're always fine. You know how long I've been doing this? We've been talking about a lot. We've talked about a lot of me on this show. I started in 1995. Okay?
Yeah.
All right? I've met a lot of fans. You know how many fans I met in the UK? A lot of them. I've interviewed a lot of people. I've talked to a lot of people. And in 30 years next year, talking to thousands of people, fans, wrestlers, the whole nine yards, I've never heard a single person say, I got into wrestling because of Jimmy Smith or Pat McAfee or any of these other people that have come and gone. I don't know why they do it. I don't know why they do it.
Do what?
Just hire Joe Tessitore's. Hire a guy who's worked in the business and done the job and is good at it. Right?
Look, they're not going to hire Dave Prezak.
Well, they should.
They should. They should. They're not. Okay? They're not. And I get it. Adnan Virk was an interesting
Adnan Virk. How did that experiment go?
It didn't go well. But Joe Tessitore is a guy who is familiar with professional wrestling.
Somebody make me a list of all the guys like this they've hired. Go ahead.
Did grow up watching professional wrestling.
Everybody grew up watching professional wrestling.
There are a lot, but he does a lot of production. He's done a lot. He's done a lot of things where I think he's going to be an overall good addition. Plus,
oh yeah, the Irish guy, what's his name? Just got fired.
He was a good backstage guy. They just should never have made
him play by
play.
That's my point, Mike. This guy here, Lenny of all people. I'm worried because it's Lenny telling me this. He goes, Joe is really good. That means that Joe must be terrible. But anyway, Lenny says he's really good. Listen. I don't care if somebody was really good in what they're doing outside of wrestling. Do you understand? Like, who's
But you're acting like Pat McAfee is some sort of failure. Like,
I'm not saying he's a failure,
like,
but
Pat
is he
McAfee?
Great at his job?
Look, I think
he's
Pat McAfee, his
fine being carried.
Job of hosting College Game Day, I think he sucks.
Mike Adamley.
He's overbearing. I think he's ridiculous. With that said, I love his energy. I think he's great at doing something. You know what that something is? His own show and actually being the play-by-play guy on Raw. And it's too early to say if some kid goes, yeah, I got into wrestling because of Pat
McAfee. Was
I doubt that will
wrestler.
Ever happen. But no guy ever said, I got into wrestling because Bobby and Gorilla had the best banter either. I mean,
I did. That's how I got into wrestling.
Actually,
captivated,
you know,
by that show.
That and Dino Bravo matches.
It wasn't Dino Bravo, brother. It was the opponents of Dino Bravo in the earthquake. Anyway, I hope he does a good job.
I hope he buries you unmercifully and you didn't even know.
For
you.
What?
For saying that he's some bum.
I didn't say
like
he was a bum.
Insane.
I said, why do they always hire people that have never done the job before?
But Brian, they have put people also in that position and run them out of that position who might have been good or who have been good in other places. Like a Taz, they put Renee Paquette in that spot and then treated her like garbage, and then she was out of there.
That was you're missing my point. That was the old era. I understand they did
but
stupid
all
stuff.
All these other guys.
Now we're in a new era.
But Brian, every guy you mentioned with the came in the old era. Kevin Patrick, Adnan Virk, all those guys, Mike Adamley, they were all part of that
I
old
know.
Regime as
and
well.
And now there's a new regime, and we're back to hiring an ESPN ABC guy who's never called wrestling in his life to be the lead announcer of a professional wrestling show. That's freaking weird, dude. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call Skywatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I'm moving on.
Why don't you take the job?
I've never done the job. That's my point. That's my point. Mm. You know who's actually good at the job was Mick Foley, except for Vince yelling at him all the time. Well, Vince is gone. Mick Foley's got nothing to do. Bring him in. Have him do commentary. Hey, man, Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan, what do they both have in common? They were wrestlers with the company. Jesse Ventura. I mean,
Bobby
throughout
Heenan
the years.
Was a wrestler with WWE?
Tons of them. He had some matches.
Sort of, yeah.
Like this guy going, McAfee was a wrestler because he trained in Rip Rogers' barn. No, he was not a wrestler. He was a commentator, and then they did an angle with him, then they made him a wrestler. I said I was stopping. John Moxley has returned.
I'd like to see you wrestle McAfee in Rip Rogers' barn. I'd pay for that. We get Dr. Tom Pritchard to be the special guest referee. I'll do commentary on that one. All for it. Let's do it.
John Moxley is back, and I don't know what's going on. This is not your company anymore, he said. He is aligned with Marina Shafir.
Yeah, what's that about?
And he wants Darby Allin. He's been mentoring her for like 2 years. So, legitimately. So they've got something going on. It's probably, I don't know if she will be part of the Blackpool Combat Club or the BCC. Because he didn't do anything with the BCC on this show. So, I don't know what's happening.
Maybe he and Daniel Bryan were, Bryan Danielson wore black shirts in support of each other there. I wonder where this is going to go with Moxley and if he really, because they made it sound like he's got words with Darby Allin and almost made it feel like at first, man, maybe he's got some beef with him, but I have a feeling maybe they all just joined together here because he seemed to be talking. Was he talking to Tony Khan's avatar, Tony Schiavone, when he said that this is not your company anymore, or was he talking to somebody else? Be interesting to see how all that goes.
We had Ishii and Hangman Page, which was frickin' awesome. This match was so awesome. And Ishii took, I swear to God, everybody, to the Lord above, Ishii took the greatest DDT in the history of wrestling. In the history of wrestling. I'm going to tell you, for those who didn't see the match, I'm going to tell you what happened. You're going to listen to it. You're not going to believe me. And then you're going to go watch it and you're going to say, holy heck, that is in fact exactly what happened. They were on the apron. Hangman grabbed Ishii. He gave him a DDT. Ishii landed in a headstand. He was on his head, upside down on the apron, and his body was sticking straight up in the air, a legitimate headstand, not using his hands, just on only his head. He then remained balanced upside down on his head for 6 full seconds before he collapsed. I watched this over and over and over and over again. It was like, I've never seen anything like it. It was like I watched someone get killed and it was so funny and I was laughing. And I watched it again and again and again. I felt like I was on the highway to hell. But he didn't die, so it turns out he was all right. But it was the funniest, most preposterous, ridiculous bump you've ever seen in your life. I don't know how he did it.
He ain't got no neck, that's how.
I don't know how he did it. But he did it. Hangman, of course, won. And then Swerve came out. They went back and forth here having a cage match at All Out. I will say that having 2 weeks between All In and All Out is better than having 1 week. But yeah. This does... Listen, I like tradition too, okay? But it's one or the other. I think that they need to get rid of All Out.
Well, next year, no. Next year, you don't have to worry about it because they're going to be doing the Forbidden Door build at that around that time, and then All In is going to be in Texas, and it's not going to be. What's the date on that one? I believe it's going to be moved away where you don't have to worry about it as much.
And we had MGF coming out for a promo, his neck all taped up. It was actually a great promo. And then he gets attacked by Daniel Garcia. At which point, Daniel Garcia is another one. He cut the best promo I've ever seen him cut in AEW by leaps and bounds. Leaps and bounds. They will be having a match also at All Out, where Garcia wants to give him that tombstone off the middle rope.
But not the diamond ring because he pawned it for plane tickets.
Well, that's the story he told, but I think his character was making it up just to like, but I don't know, maybe that is the actual story. But legitimately, the dynamite diamond ring vanished in the UK. And I guess it's possible that he lost it, but I think it was stolen.
Mm-hmm. How do you figure that as opposed to possibly him losing it?
Do you know anything about London?
No.
Don't wear anything nice anywhere in London unless
really?
You want it stolen.
You're going to get snatched right off your neck?
Pickpocket, stolen off the wrist.
Rip his finger off?
Stolen off the ring or stolen off the finger. Yeah. Ask any of the Londoners here. They'll tell you. We had Learning Tree and Roderick Strong versus Conglomeration and Hook. As a match, loved it. Thought the booking was so stupid. So I'm watching this match, and it's like, okay, well, you know, we got All Out coming up. Let's do a finish to set up All Out. So it comes down to Roderick and Hook in the ring together. And I thought, okay, well, yeah, Roderick pins Hook, and then we got the, you know, the FTW title match. Well, they're doing the deal, and Hook puts him in the red rum, and Roderick Strong taps out. Now, granted, his foot was under the ropes, and it shouldn't have counted, but the fact is it did count. He tapped out. He tapped out. I quit. Then he attacks him afterwards, and they set up the match for All Out. He's getting a championship match based on submitting to the champion. Okay. Whatever. It doesn't matter if his foot was under the rope, you geek. At best, that means that, like, he shouldn't have been pinned or submitted, but he gave up.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Well. Now, if he would have pinned Hook, fine. That sets up a title match.
Handful of trunks, maybe his feet on the rope, something like that, maybe.
We had another thing I didn't like. That was the Mercedes. She's having a victory party, but it's backstage, like, just her and Camille. She's all by herself celebrating alone. And then Private Party comes up, and, you know, Zay starts hitting on her. And then Okada comes up. And he's smitten with Mercedes, and he does a dance with her and everything. And I'm just like, this is one of those social media things. What is happening here? Like, what? Like, I think there was something on social media where, like, Okada was smitten with Mercedes. Like, he's in love with her or something like that. But what?
I cannot wait until Samoa Joe comes back and dresses up Okada, just like Okado to his Green Hornet, like they were in TNA Impact, because it's about the same thing. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, apparently there was a segment on TV quickly a few weeks back. Wow. Why does Okada love Mercedes? Why is Okada a heel? I mean, I swear to God, I've never in my life... Listen, there's a lot of heels that people like, okay? But even heels that people like, you'll still find a few people booing them. There isn't a living being on earth that has booed Okada one time in this company. Why is he a heel? Nobody? Okay.
I'm trying to figure out why he likes Bizich so much.
Then we had Shivani interviewing Mariah May, which was a segment. She showed off her belt and left. I cannot say that I was... like blown away by this follow-up to her beating Toni Storm in Wembley.
Didn't sound like the crowd was either, but that was pretty much the crowd all night.
I explain this, like, they don't care about Mariah unless she is linked to Toni. That is a problem. So we'll see what happens.
Do you think she wrestles in lingerie too, or just threatens to expose it?
Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely.
Why, Toni kind of did.
And we had Ricochet and Kyle Fletcher, which was, I mean, this was exactly what I thought it was going to be, and is exactly what it was. It was Kyle Fletcher put in there to have a banger and then lose again, which he did. And, man, Ricochet was gassed by the end of this match. He is, like, I was howling. Because I'm watching the match, and, like, I can see, like, he's doing all of his stuff. Like, he's determined to have an old-school Ricochet match, like a in the Indies type match. But, like, he's doing so much stuff, and they're going so fast. And I don't know when the last time he wrestled was. I guess, actually, you know what? Let's find out. It's the last time he had a match.
I'd say late June, something like that, but... Probably certainly don't remember it being to that kind of physicality for that long. He had a bunch of speed matches on the way out, did he not?
Let's see. Okay, the last time he had a match prior to the gauntlet, which he was only in for a second, was a speed match, which was only 4 minutes, and that was June 7th. So... it's been 2 months since he had had a match. And anyway, you can just near the end of the match, you can see him taking these big, deep breaths. But he's going to keep going. He's going to go to the end. And he finally gets that pinfall, and then he collapsed. And he laid on his back, and he just laid there and breathed and laid there. And the ref comes and he helps him sit up. And I'm like, man, this guy gave it his all. I'm not even saying anything bad. But, man, he gave it his all. And then out comes Will Ospreay, but he's immediately killed by Pac. And it's Pac and Ospreay at All Out. And then the main event was the Bryan Danielson segment where, yes, he revealed he is not quitting. He's going to keep going.
How about that?
He issued an open challenge, first come, first served. And by the way, people aren't going to like this, but this was stupid. Because... nobody knew what Bryan Danielson was going to say. Well, I did, but nobody knew that he was going to issue an open challenge, first come, first served. But somehow, Ricochet had a pre-taped video that aired on the screen addressing Bryan Danielson's statement, accepting the challenge. I'm sorry, Jack Perry. And then Jack Perry jumps him from behind because it was, in fact, taped earlier. So that actually made absolutely no sense whatsoever. No sense! But that is the match. It is Jungle Boy against Bryan Danielson for the title at All Out.
It happens a lot there to some degree or another.
How did Jungle Boy know that he was going to not retire? Maybe I told him. How did he know that he was going to issue an open challenge? How did he know exactly what he was going to say so that he could make that video in advance to air on the big screen? I don't know.
What did you think about John Moxley unleashing Marina Shafir on the...
We talked about that.
The backstage guys, though.
We talked about it.
Well...
I mean, the backstage actors were beyond... It was because of the actors in the back. They were so horrible. I mean, my God.
What movie did John Moxley watch?
I actually know the movie he watched.
What is it?
Because
there's going to be things that are going to have to be explained if this is going to be one of those we're taking it from legitimate movies and weaving it into wrestling, because I...
Romper Stomper. Movies. Australian cult classic, 1992. He was playing Russell Crowe in what he was doing.
All right.
Not making this up. Yep. That's a scoop for you.
Maybe with Punk on now, we can go back to some of the Rocky storylines because, you know, most people have seen Rocky. Obviously, Punk has it, and of course you haven't, but...
yeah. I knew Lenny would explain that it made sense. Back in a moment, Observer Live!
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Why do I have to explain that a pre-taped promo... Never mind.
I know.
You know what I got coming up tonight? The Brian and Vinny Show. With special guest Lisa, who is there in the UK.
Is she taking over for Vinny? Is Vinny
No, Vinny's back.
Okay.
Yep, me and Vinny and Lisa will be talking some memories from London, as well as this week's AEW Dynamite and NXT.
Was Lisa one of these drunk people that close talked to you?
No.
Okay, with the hot breath and whatnot?
No, she was very professional. The rest of these...
You drink any at all over there? Do you have any?
I drink every day. That should tell you something about my trip to London.
Ciders,
every
beers. What were you
day.
Drinking?
Hard liquor.
Hard liquor?
Yeah.
Vodka?
But I'm back on the wagon now.
Dried out.
And I'm just back on the wagon. It's about to end, though.
An actual literal wagon?
Because I'm going to the fair tomorrow. And I will get off the wagon when I go to the fair. Do you understand?
You're getting the pie eating competition?
There's no Lance show today. He's at TNA.
Also like a fair.
I'd say like a carnival, but it's much better now. Anyway, we got to wrap it up. Got a lot to do here today, but I'll be back later on tonight with more. Mike will be up tomorrow, maybe with Filthy.
Probably we'll not, since he'll be in Washington, D.C., getting ready
he
for
He can
his
still
tech.
Do the show. He's got a phone. Make it work.
No.
All right.
We'll talk to him.
All right. We're out of here, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.